Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Medium Monday. I'm Sharon Hill, and I am one of the many registered mediums in Lilydale, and I'm very excited to be here with you. Thanks for tuning in, listening, watching on Facebook. It's greatly appreciated. And this is an opportunity to learn more about mediumship and more about Lilydale in particular in regard to their mediumship. So it's a wonderful way to learn. And I'm one of the shows on Blog Talk Radio at Lilydale, Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. There are other shows as well. You can check them out. Colleen Vanderzijden, Angie App, Celeste Elliott, just to name a few. And they all have shows every week that you can tune in, and many are broadcasted live on Facebook. So a wonderful opportunity to learn about Lilydale and as much as you can about spiritualism overall. So great opportunity. I encourage you to do that. And if you are thinking about Lilydale and would like to visit, so far as I know, it appears we may be open this season, and you can check that out. Please visit Lilydale's website at lilydaleassembly.org. All the information you need is there about the upcoming season, numbers to contact the office, as well as programs that are available on lilydaleassembly.org/learn. And they are running programs via Zoom all year round. There's a Wednesday night healing service offered via Zoom where you can put people on the prayer list. You can participate as a healer if you're qualified to do so. So go to the website and check out everything that Lilydale has to offer. If you are particularly interested in mediumship, and again, my show, Medium Monday, is that small niche in the whole context of spiritualism. Mediumship is practiced as part of the spiritualist religion, and so it is part of our religious service. If you've ever attended a spiritualist service, there's a clairvoyant who serves at the end, bringing messages to those in the audience, and their responsibility as a medium, as a spiritualist medium, is to prove the continuity of life, that life continues after the event we call death, and that the consciousness continues. And we prove that. I say prove. We don't really prove anything. What we do is make the link to the spirit world, and we make the link to the spirit communicator, that person who has passed on, and we bring information as it's being relayed to us about that spirit communicator so that the person living can recognize through the evidence we bring that, in fact, their spirit loved one continues on. And so that's called the continuity of life and proof of the continuity of life. And if you are a spiritualist medium, that is the bar. That's what's required. If you're a regular listener to Medium Monday, thank you. And you know that we start every show with a brief topic on mediumship, sometimes a guest, and sometimes a question of the week. Today, we are starting with a topic on mediumship. And what I thought would be interesting, people are asking me. And so what I bring here comes from my real life through the experience of doing mediumship for a living. I do this as my occupation. It's also my passion and privilege. And things come up, they arise through the course of working with people and working with mediumship. And one of the things that has come up recently is what is required to be a registered medium in Lilydale. And I know that in one of my Facebook comments, which, by the way, I do not get live, I won't respond to the comments that you make on Facebook until after the show when I can see them. So please go ahead and comment. And please, I have to give you that warning again. There are people who are trying to solicit in a spam kind of way. They will tell you to private message them for a reading. Please, those people are not associated with Lilydale, and they are not associated with me in any way. And that's what we call spamming. So don't fall victim to being spammed here. If someone contacts you on Facebook offering to chat or offering to give you a message of any kind, please ignore it. That is all spam. We do not read those comments. So even if you say, oh, pick me, I want to talk to so-and-so, I won't even see that until after the show. And the only way that you can receive a reading is by calling in and being chosen live on the air. That's the only way you can receive a reading here or have your question answered, which is the remaining portion of the show. So if you would like the opportunity to receive a spot reading or have your question answered, the call-in number is 818-739-8818. Again, that call-in number is 818-739-8818. So go ahead and call in for your opportunity to receive a spot reading or ask your question. So as we were chatting about the topic, what does it take to become a registered medium and what really does that mean? Now, I have a little blurb on my website that briefly describes some of it. And if you want to check out me or any information on my website, that would be RevSharonHill.com. You can go to my website. You can book a reading from there if you don't get chosen here, but it doesn't have the same rules. You'll have to go through the whole regard there. And I have some topics and frequently asked questions that I also share on my website and what you can expect from a reading. And so there is information there. But what it takes to become a registered medium is a little bit different. People sometimes don't understand. We live in a culture where religion is a bit fuzzy, if you will. We have so many Christian religions and so many denominations of Protestants. In England, we have the Anglican Church, and we have the Catholic Church, and all of the churches have their take on what it is to be a medium or work with a medium, if you will. And one of the requirements we have to become a registered medium is that you be recommended by the pastor of your church. Of course, they're only talking about a spiritualist church. Spiritualism is a religion, and you can look it up online. There's plenty of information. It is a philosophy, a science, and a religion, and they have their own churches. We don't have any dogma, and that's what makes spiritualism a bit different from other religions. We believe in the God of your own understanding, that God is available to all people. We also believe that mediumship is part of your spiritual birthright. We're all linked to the spirit, and that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And so as part of our religion, we are talking about that small segment. So in order to be a registered medium in Lilydale, first, you need to be a member of a recognized spiritualist church. There are churches in Lilydale that are recognized. To be exact, there are four of them. There is the Lilydale National Church, and there is the Church of the Living Spirit, Fellowships of the Spirit, and City of Light. All four of those churches are currently recognized in regard to serving as a medium. So if you have the opportunity to join a spiritualist church, If there's a spiritualist church in or around your community, maybe you already belong, you have to belong to a spiritualist church. That is the bare minimum. And after that, to become registered with the assembly, there are more requirements. You have to prove that you are, in fact, a working medium and that you have experience as a medium. So being a registered medium isn't for someone who's looking to start. It is someone who already has a practice and already is a very qualified medium. In fact, in addition to having a letter of recommendation from the pastor of your church, you will also need to prove or show your coursework, where you've studied, any certifications that you have obtained in regard to mediumship, so that they will know that you're a qualified candidate, and as well as being a member of the Lilydale Assembly. To become a member of the Lilydale Assembly, you must be a member of a spiritualist church. So everything kind of builds in layers. You join a church, serve in the church, practice in the church, and join the assembly. And by the way, you don't need to be a medium or anything else to join the Lilydale Assembly, just a member of a spiritualist church and have a passion or an interest in supporting Lilydale. And we'd be glad to have you. It is open to anyone who meets that minimum qualification of being a spiritualist. And you can check that out. Go to the website, again, lilydaleassembly.org. And so the assembly is the body that oversees Lilydale itself. And so if you want to be a registered medium, you will be a registered Lilydale medium because you will be registered by the Lilydale Assembly. And that entails quite a bit of work, quite a bit of preparation work. First of all, you need to have a passion for Lilydale and want to serve Lilydale. It's one of the few things in Lilydale, one of the few occupations, if you will, or working the working people in Lilydale, mediums of all of the people actually do service. If you go to the restaurant, those are usually either through the assembly or they are private. They rent that building from the assembly, but it's private. And so mediumship is the only real working person in Lilydale that does, that is required to do volunteer service. And again, it speaks to how we're serving spirit and how Lilydale serves spirit. We're a spiritualist community, in fact, the largest spiritualist community in the world. So, and that's quite a privilege. So in order to submitting your application, right, we have already, you must be a member of a recognized spiritualist church. You must be a member of the Lilydale Assembly for a minimum of 1 year prior to applying to become a candidate for testing. Because if you're registered, it means you've been tested and you passed. So prior to submitting an application, you must have demonstrated your mediumship a minimum of 15 times in Lilydale at Forest Temple or Inspiration Stump, and at least 2 times in Monday Night Circles, which again are a service position for the registered mediums. In order to be qualified to sit and work in a Monday Night Circle, you must first sit with a registered medium. And if you are a visiting medium, if you're visiting Lilydale and you are a medium, if you would like to serve at the Monday Night Circle, you can do so by asking a registered medium to sit with you, in which case they will review your work and give you either the yay or the nay according to the medium requirement, which is proof of continuity of life, as well as being appropriate with people and appropriate with yourself and the environment, of course, goes without saying. And if that's Monday Night Circle, and if they give you the thumbs up, then you can work those Monday Night Circles as things are right now. So You will also, if you want to become registered, you will be required to provide written documentation of that service work. So if you're serving in Lilydale, if you're planning on visiting and you're interested in becoming registered at any point, then keep good notes, take documentation. What you'd want to do is find the chairperson for Force Temple or Inspiration Stump, wherever you plan on serving, and you can serve as a visiting medium, right? So if you're visiting Lilydale and you are a medium, find the chairperson for the message services. Ask if you may serve, and they will take your name, and they'll ask your information, what church do you belong to, where are you from, and get a little history, give you any kind of requirements that there may be in terms of dress or what we can say and not say, these things. And they'd be happy to have you. We'd be happy to have you serve. And make sure that you write down what service it was, and the time, the date, the service place, and have the chairman sign that for you, and keep a log so that you can collect your documentation if you ever think you might want to become registered in the future. All right. You'll also be required to, as we said, detail your instruction and the study of mediumship. They want the names of your teachers, length of study, where you took the instruction, and what it covered. You'll be required to provide the letter of reference from your pastor, stating and detailing your activities and participation in your church. So you will need to participate in your church and hopefully serve as a medium. And you'll be required to provide copies of all credentials and certifications. And you'll be required to provide 3 letters of references from people, excluding family members, who can attest to the proficiency of your mediumship. So 3 people who know about the quality and proficiency of your mediumship, and that you can bring evidence of the proof of continuity of life. If you are a citizen from another country, and I know we have many people listening who are, then you would need a work visa for the U.S. in order to apply to become a candidate for testing. And that is really because we have had members of the assembly who have tested and they belong to another country. Their citizenship is not in the U.S., and then they're not able to work, not able to become a working medium in Lilydale, and that is a problem. So submit your visa to the Lilydale office at the time of your application, and everything has to be completed and turned in. There's a window every year to turn that in, and it's between April 1st and June 1st. So we're right in that window. So if you are thinking of or have thought of and you meet the qualifications to become a registered medium in Lilydale, and that's something you're passionate about and you would love to serve spirit in that way, in a sacred way in Lilydale, then please submit that paperwork. You can contact the office and you type in the search or go on the website, LilydaleAssembly.org, becoming a registered medium. It'll bring you to the information that you need. Contact the office. Make sure that there haven't been any changes, that the website is in fact up to date, because as we all know, sometimes there's a lag in everything that gets done at once. So you want to make sure and double check that they're current requirements, and then go ahead and submit that before June 1st so that you can get your service work in. If you are approved to become a candidate, you will be notified by the assembly and that you are approved to become a candidate. And that means that you are an official candidate, which means that you're meeting the criteria now. You've done all your prior work, all your service work. You've served Lilydale for 1 or 2 years. I think it's a 2-year requirement, 1 before you're a candidate, the candidate year. Check it out. I'm not sure of the exact details there. And then the year that you become a candidate for testing, you are required to do 24 outdoor services at Inspiration Stump and Forest Temple and 2 Monday night circles. And again, they must be documented. signed by the chairperson affirming that you did in fact serve, and that it's your responsibility to keep that paperwork and make sure that you have it with all of the information as it will be turned in and checked at the end of the year. And if you've become a successful candidate, meaning you've met all the criteria for the candidate, the 25 services, the two Monday night circles in the year that you test, and you have been given the thumbs up through that process, through the year that you're serving as a candidate, then testing happens in October. So right after season, the third weekend in October is the testing weekend, and you will be tested by the Lilydale Assembly. You will be given three private readings that will be recorded, and making sure that you do give all the criteria that's required for a Lilydale medium, that you bring the evidence on the continuity of life. So you need evidence of the spirit communicator you're bringing through so that it's recognized who it is. And you will do a public demonstration as well, and for whatever time length is deemed in that particular year. So as you go through the process, you'll be informed of what's required. And it shouldn't be a big deal because you're a professional medium and you go with the flow. They say, this is how you work here, and you go, fine. If that's in agreement with you, then go ahead and work. And if it's not, then you may find another place that suits you better. So that's just a little bit about what it takes to become a registered medium in Lilydale. 2 years of service, plus your, you know, applying and proof of all your credentials that you are, in fact, a working medium, and that you do have the head, the yes from your pastor of your church, and that you wish to become registered and serve the Lilydale Assembly through serving spirit as a medium. Okay, so I hope that helps to enlighten some people what it means to become a registered medium, and most of all, what it means to be a registered medium. It means we've gone through an awful lot of work to become registered, and we've submitted ourselves to testing, and that we have in fact passed that testing, that we prove the continuity of life so that the public knows when they come to Lilydale and they see a medium and they make that appointment with a medium, they know that they're getting the real deal. They're not getting the corner psychic, and I mean no offense to any corner psychic who actually is practicing with integrity. I'm just saying that Lilydale has a very different bar. We are a sacred and spiritual community, which is spiritualist. So don't confuse those two things. And look for your requirements. Find a church in your area or join a church in Lilydale. I do know that Church of the Living Spirit offers their introductory class to become a member once a month. I'm not sure. It used to be the third week of the month. You'd have to double check that. Church of the Living Spirit, you can check that out and see when it's being offered. It's a philosophy class on the philosophy of spiritualism, and it is required to become a member of their church. City of Light, you can check their requirements. You can look them up online. The Lilydale Assembly Spiritualist Church, you can look them up online and find out what the requirements are for membership and fellowships of the spirit. You can go online and see what the requirements are to become a member of that church. All right, so I hope that's helpful information, especially to those of you who have ever considered becoming registered in Lilydale. And I hope everyone has a chance to visit and to experience what we do and experience the live mediumship that is included with your gate fee. There are three message services a day with registered mediums, so I hope you have the opportunity to check that out. And without any further ado, I know we went a little over, we will start to take messages. You'd like more information about Lilydale, lilydaleassembly.org. If you'd like more information about me or my offerings, it is revsharonhill.com. All right. For our first person today, and again, the number is 818-739-8818. I would like to speak to the person whose telephone number ends in 5073. Who am I speaking with, and where are you from? Hello? Hello? Oh, we've lost some people here. Hello? Hello? Okay, we'll go to the next person. Telephone number ending in 3255. 3255. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, good morning. My name is Carol.
And where are you from, Carol?
Colorado. How are you?
Good. And did you want a spot reading or did you have a question?
I'd like a spot reading.
I'd like a spot reading. Carol from Colorado. Huh. Looks like a bit of spring where you are. And it's interesting. As they're showing you to me, I see mountains that are out to the one side of you. You're kind of like in a little crevice area in Colorado between.
Some in the foothills.
Yeah, thank you. And they're showing you there to me. And I feel that spring is coming and you can feel the spring already in the air. And I see some warmth and some sun and some nicer weather. And I feel that for the first time in a very long time, it's like you don't know what to do. Everything kind of changed with COVID and all our routines are off and we no longer know where we're going and what we're doing. And so spring
is
here. What are you going to do, right? You understand?
Yes, I do understand.
I have a lady here comes in. I want to say she comes in forward, which is interesting. So she may actually be an in-law to you, a mother-in-law. Would you understand a mother-in-law in the spirit world, please?
Yes.
Okay. And that she lived at a distance. She would have needed to come to visit, you know, with the purse on her arm. And she would have come to visit you, right? You understand that?
Well, I haven't seen her in a long time. Maybe it could be my mother.
Well, it doesn't feel like your mother because of where she's coming from, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel real motherly to me. Would you understand, and I know you haven't seen your mother-in-law for a very long time, and I know by what purse she's carrying, this was a long time ago, probably. Probably 70s there.
She's passed on, my mother-in-law.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. This is why she's coming through, because she's spirit side. She's coming through.
Okay.
And I don't feel, would you understand, her son, would you understand not being with her son anymore, please?
He's passed on, too.
Okay. So you understand what she's talking about. And she's saying she thought you were good for him. So she has a bit of an edge. Her, I don't think she ever really approved. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay. She's coming to kind of make amends, but everybody has their own path. And honestly, from what I'm looking at, if I were to choose an example, a power of an example, I would not choose her, right? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, one of the pot calling the kettle black, anyway, she's acknowledging that she wasn't very friendly to you when she was living and that she regrets that, okay? And that if she had been more supportive, if things would have gone a different way, okay? And so she's feeling sad. Good for you, sad for her son. She's acknowledging her son now again with her spirit side. But I do feel he did not have a good way to go for a while prior to his passing, you understand, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So she's just acknowledging that he is there and that she regrets not having been nicer to you. She thinks it would have been different. So we please accept her apology. Amen.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. She's genuinely happy you're doing well.
Well, that's good news.
Okay. And that's what spirit has for you. So I guess you can do whatever you choose because they're not speaking to that. Well, thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening to Lilydale Radio and Media Monday.
Thank you very much.
All right, telephone number ending in 4692. 4692. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, my name's Tammy.
Tammy, and where are you calling from?
Erie, PA.
Tammy from Erie, PA, and did you have a question or did you want a spot reading?
I'd like a spot reading if I could, thanks.
Spot reading. Are you currently driving?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you currently driving?
Yes.
Okay, that's very dangerous to drive and get a message. So I'm kind of in a quandary. You're actively driving. I can't give you a message. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine.
Try again another time when you're parked. All right?
Yep.
Sorry about that. Okay. Telephone number ending in 5073. Who am I speaking with, please?
Destiny from Ohio.
Who from Ohio?
Destiny.
Destiny from Ohio?
Yes. Yes.
And did you have a question or did you want a spot reading?
Spot reading, please.
A spot reading, please. Huh. Why do I feel that you're living, are you still living at home, please? Or are you back with your family?
No.
Okay.
I moved back to the county I was born.
Okay, because I have a feeling and they're showing me like, you are a modern girl living in an ancient world almost, okay? And when I say it, I mean, you're with all the old people and ancestors, okay? So it makes good sense that you would have moved back to your town of origin there. And I feel that it's a bit old-fashioned for you. Does that make sense? Okay. And that you're surrounded by this, but you're back for a reason. In fact, Spirit has brought you back, and you have more questions now about where you came from and the people than you've ever had in your entire life. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Have you been starting to do the research now, looking into some things?
Not really, but I will now.
And yeah, they're showing that for you, and I feel that you have a question around someone in particular that you're starting to understand that the way things were communicated to you about certain people may not be the whole story. Do you understand?
Yes.
And so, in fact, there's much more to discover here. And so I'm going to wish you a lot of luck with that. I would go through the people you know. It's going to be important to do records in churches to find some of your people. Okay. That's going to lead you to a lot of places. But I do see you're going to be very successful, and you're going to be surprised in wonderful and delightful ways, as well as just surprised in some of the other ways. I want to talk to you about your mom right now. Would you understand why that's significant right at this time?
Yes, I get.
Okay. And I want to say that there was a time in your life when the two, you kind of didn't get along too well. Or you kind of left and didn't keep well in touch. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. And that now I feel it's too late. Do you also understand that? Okay. She passed now?
No. She's very stubborn.
And because they're giving me it's too late, but they're not telling me why they're saying that. Remember, I'm just relaying information being given. So I don't understand why they're saying it's too late. But I feel that, so much time has passed. It's almost, you know, she was dead to you. Now you're dead to her. And I say that metaphorically. Okay.
Yeah.
But this is kind of the energy that's between you, and you're bound and determined to make amends, aren't you?
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
All right. So So I know that you have a lovely lady here. Spirit side does come from mom's side of the family. She feels grandmotherly, and I know you literally have an aunt spirit side. Is this mom's sister in spirit, please, or grandma's?
Grandma.
Okay, because I like her energy. She was a little bit more fun than some of the people, and she wasn't afraid to tell the truth like everybody else. You understand?
Yeah. Yeah.
And she liked you a lot, and she often stood up for you, right? So I feel her presence, and I feel her helping you and trying to sort out the family and to make the best that you can of the life you have left, okay? And this will be working through some old wounds that are there so that you can be free. And kudos to you for being willing to do that. All right?
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. All right. Telephone number ending in 6076. 6076. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, this is Lisa calling you. Thank you.
Hi, Lisa. And where are you from?
Arizona.
Lisa from Arizona. And did you have a question or would you like a spot reading?
You know what? I have a question.
Okay.
There's a friend of mine. His name is Aaron. When do you see him calling me, please?
Pardon me? What do I see what?
I'm sorry. When do you see Aaron, that's his name, calling me, please?
Okay. This really isn't the kind of question that we want to be asking on the air. And honestly, I'm not seeing him call you. So.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So remember, everything that happens is for the best, whether we think so or not. All right.
Okay. Okay.
So good luck to you. And thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Right, telephone number ending in 8560. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Sharon.
Sharon from?
I'm in Houston, Texas.
Sharon from Houston, Texas. And did you have a question or did you want a spot reading?
A spot reading would be wonderful, thank you.
Well, would you understand that they're showing me a circumstance where I feel a lot of grass, almost like a horse farm or a lot of grass. It looks like a horse farm or state to the one side of you, and to the other side of you, I'm seeing a lot of dirt, okay?
Oh, okay.
And I feel that you live between two areas. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do, but that's not grass and dirt. But the metaphor works.
Hey, but you understand what they're talking? I don't. Remember, I'm just giving you information.
Yeah.
Giving you. But you understand that. It could be the rich and the poor. I don't know. But you live in an area that's between significant, almost opposites. Do you understand? Almost like you live in two different worlds, all right?
Okay, yes, thank you.
And I would say that you're quite content being where you are looking out, but you're starting to get very discontented with being an observer in life. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. And you would like to take some more action. What you'd really like is that knight on a white horse to come riding in and rescue you and take you somewhere else entirely, which I'm not saying, but I'm just saying, you love the water, so why aren't you living by it?
Plan to.
Okay. This is what they're showing me. You have to do what you love now, all right? And it's not some point in the future. What can you do about that today? And you start to make a change. If we work with the law of attraction, then we start to attract it now, and we do what we can today, because tomorrow never comes, and yesterday doesn't count, right?
Right.
It's what we do today. And today you're kind of stuck in your own, between your daydreams and your own thoughts. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
we need to make a plan, or at least set an intention, so that we have a place that we're moving toward. All right.
Okay.
So you want that gentleman, you want the place by the water, put these in your intentions so that the universe can work with you. You're working with the universe, not waiting for, you take one step, the universe will take 10, but you've got to take the first step. Okay.
Okay.
And that's what you're showing me in regard. And you're pretty fed up where you are, and you know you're going, but you don't have a plan. What's interesting is they're also showing me a retired saddle. This will be a saddle that you put on a horse. Do you understand?
I understand the retired part of it.
Yeah, it's a retired saddle. Okay, did you used to ride, or is this someone else coming through?
I don't ride, no.
Okay, so who retired a literal saddle? Because I'm seeing a literal saddle here.
Oh, I have no, I don't know anyone that's a rider that has retired.
Who's passed into spirit on Dad's side of the family.
Okay, it may have been a grandfather.
Okay. It's a Western-look saddle, and I feel like, you know, he wasn't a big rider, like that wasn't real significant, but he may have owned a horse. He did ride, right? You understand
okay.
that?
Maybe. Yeah, I'll have to ask my mother more about
it. Right, ask the people who are still living. I also feel mm-hmm. he was a very large gentleman. He was a pretty good-sized guy.
Uh-huh.
And I want to say he doesn't look at all like a cowboy. No, he has... He had a bit lighter hair and thinning hair, but he had a good build to him. He had a kind smile to him. He has a lighter toned skin and eyes, and that would be comparatively to the rest of the family. All right. So
okay.
I'm coming to say, hey, I would like to take a walk with you. And would you understand, please, someone who was in a nursing home prior to their passing?
That would be another grandfather.
Thank you. I have both of them, I do believe, because I feel taking walks or sitting with, I don't feel he was all that present at the end. Is that true?
Right.
But you were present. Do you understand?
Okay.
Did you visit?
No, but I heard stories and talked to him in my mind.
Okay, he was, people visited him is what he's saying, but he wasn't really there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the reason that they're bringing all this up, the retired saddle, the nursing home, you're looking at retirement, please. You're currently retired or thinking about retirement?
Absolutely correct.
Okay.
Right.
And you're wondering what you're going to do. Okay. So the first thing you're going to do is make a plan or set an intention. All right. And we have two powers of example here between your grandpas. But really, the truth is, what kind of life do you want now that you're free? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you need to answer. No one can answer that but you. You've got to do what you love and go with your soul. Okay?
Correct.
And that will lead you. All right?
Thank you, Sharon.
Yes. I have to say one other thing. You probably won't like hearing it, but the place where you're living now, you own, please?
Yes.
You're not going to get much for it, and I don't mean you're not going to get anything for it. What I mean is I feel that the value has decreased, or don't stay just to get more money. Don't stay longer than you need to, all right?
Okay, yeah.
So they're giving you that. Don't let that be the hang-up, huh? Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
You
Bye.
Too. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening. All right. Telephone number ending in 9900-9900. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, Sharon. This is Sandy.
Sandy, where?
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yes. Where are you from?
Casadega, New York.
Casadega, New York. Sandy from Casadega, New York. And Did you have a question or would you like a spot reading?
I would love a spot reading, Sharon.
Okay. Wow. They're showing me you at home, and right now I feel like you're doing all the chores, the men's chores and the women's chores, keeping up
yes,
the house,
ma'am.
Trying to make the best of the land, keeping it up, right? You
yes,
understand?
Ma'am.
You've got quite a nice piece of property there, so there's a lot of work that has to be done, and this is what Spirit's showing me. I want to say I have a gentleman coming in. He's coming in from the front, and he's coming in from the front left. I do believe that this will be an in-law to you, and I do believe it is a gentleman who's coming in, all right? And it feels like it will be a father to a husband. You understand that, please?
I do. Thank
okay.
you.
And I want to say that he was very good at taking care of the land and taking care of the boys, so your husband must have a brother. Okay?
He does.
And would you understand, he's saying that you – don't, he's saying literally, don't worry about it so much. Things are being taken care of. And I do feel arrangements being made spirit side. And when I say that, I want to be very clear. They're not arranging a funeral. Okay. I need to be very
right.
clear.
Okay.
But they are arranging things spirit side. And would you understand? I have a lady that feels like she's still living, but she's getting up. She's pretty darn old. Right? You understand that, please?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I feel her birthday or a significant date is coming up. Do you understand that?
That's a possibility. Yes.
Okay. So, and I feel that the spirit world is preparing plans, okay, that we're going to have a surprise, have a little party, or get some family members together. This has been a telltale year is what Spirit's saying. And I'm talking to a
yeah.
lady who is your father's mother. This will be your grandma, your paternal grandma.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And she's saying that this has been a telltale year. All the signs are there, and we can see the potential of family members now, can't we?
Yes.
Okay. And she's saying that this is going to be a great reunion because more than ever, people realize the need to come together. Do you understand?
Yes.
Are you yes. a member of the American Legion there in Casadega where you live, please?
My husband is, yes.
Thank you, because I feel a significant event there, or we may host a reunion that's significant there. Okay, so just take that as information that they're giving. But your husband has an awful lot to celebrate this year, and more than ever, we want to get all the family together as soon as we can, right?
Okay, wonderful.
Do you understand?
I do, yeah.
Okay. Have you taken up knitting, please?
No, I used to crochet.
Have you thought about going back to it just because you've been more anxious than usual?
I've thought about going back to several things that keep my hands busy. Yes.
Yes. Okay. This is what they're talking about, because there are a number of things that you're concerned about or anxious about that you don't have
yes.
any control over. And so one of the good ways to deal with that is to keep your hands busy. So take that as information,
yes.
in the confirmation spirit side, that you might want to take up one of those hobbies, since right
sure.
now, especially too, you're not able to actually say everything you want to either, right? You understand?
Sometimes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this would help tremendously. It's also a time when you talk to spirit and you know they hear you, and that
oh, yeah.
You have a number of helpers, and that you are a good spirit communicator as well. All right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So lots of love. Get that family together if you can. And I
okay.
wish you I feel a good year for you. All right?
Oh, that's good to hear. Because I have a big thing coming up in my life this year. So I'm hoping
okay.
it goes well.
They're saying one last thing. And this will be your grandma, I guess, okay?
Okay.
Who I probably
okay.
is a regular to you, so, and you probably know that. she's saying don't don't put things on hold. Don't put your things on hold because you think you should for others.
Oh, my God. I so needed to hear that.
Okay. So she's giving you the kudos, full steam ahead. You have to, now or never, is what she's saying. All right?
Oh, I needed to hear that so much, Sharon. Thank you so much. Thank you, Grandma.
Well, good luck.
Okay. Thank you, Sharon. It's always a pleasure to hear you.
Thank you. Thanks for listening.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Our next caller, telephone number ending in 3037, 3037. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hello. This is Marla from New York.
Marla from New York. And did you have a question or did you want a spot reading?
I would love a spot reading.
Huh. You have cats, please? You don't actually own them, but who around you has cats?
My nephew just got one.
Just got one.
And my neighbor has one.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm seeing cats all around you, but Spirit's showing me that they're not actually your cats. Okay?
Okay.
So you understand that. I'm also seeing you have a special connection to the animal kingdom. Are you aware of that? Animals love you.
They
always talk to you. You're saying no. Start paying good attention. Notice how all the animals come out when you're around.
Okay.
Because that doesn't always happen. All right. You do have a special connection and a special ability to communicate with the animal kingdom. And if you're not aware of that, then start paying good attention because in fact, they're showing you what you do. You've always been quite sensitive and you always know what's not being spoken, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes that disturbs you greatly. And if you ask people about it, they deny it. So that's why they didn't speak it to begin with. So sometimes they make you feel a bit crazy, right? You're getting the confirmation spirit side that, in fact, you are very perceptive. You are intuitive. You are picking up the information and that you're not going to get the confirmation from other people because they're trying to deny it to begin with.
Okay.
You understand.
Yeah.
And that you allow other people's reactions to you to determine your choices. If you think you're going to get disapproval from someone, you won't do something. And Spirit's telling you, you've got plenty of strength. Follow your heart and don't let other people keep you in your place so that they're more comfortable. All right.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so what you're thinking about doing? Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Oh, I was going to ask you if anyone like was on the other side connected with you.
There are people on the other side connected with me. Would you understand a gentleman who I feel that he had a lot of education. He went to college. He may have actually worked at a college or a school. Do you understand that?
No.
Okay. Showing me a red brick building that I recognize as a higher learning institution, okay? And this will be a gentleman.
Okay.
He's coming from the front. So this might be an in-law to you or a married-in relative, all right?
Okay.
So I want you to think along those lines. I have a connection to dad as well. Do you have a stepfather, please? Was there a stepfather in your family?
No.
Okay. Having a challenge here, nailing it down quite. I still feel he feels fatherly to me in a significant way. And I know that it's not your father. All right.
Okay.
So this will be.
I'm understanding what you're saying. Yes.
Okay. So this will be someone, a relative of someone who's around you, close to you, married somewhere in the family. Okay. The best I can do. Anyway, he's no longer with us. He is in the spirit world. He did work in an institution or go to an institution of higher learning. And I feel that that's significant. You've been thinking about going back to school, please?
Yeah.
He's giving you the kudos to do that, and that you can't wait for the time to be just right or other people to say yes. You just have to make plans and go. All right? This is where you put yourself, right? You understand? And it may require moving away from where you are, and if that's the case, this is all good. You will find a way.
Right.
So you're getting the thumbs up on that spirit side, and you've got spirit help. Okay?
Sounds awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure and my privilege. All right. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening to Lily Dale Blog Talk Radio and Media Monday. For our last caller, we have telephone number ending in 3395, 3395. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, my name is Penny. I live in Arkansas.
Is what? Penny?
Yes.
Penny from Arkansas. And did you have a question or would you like a spot reading?
I wanted a spot reading, please.
You wanted a spot reading. What are you doing in Arkansas? I see that there, now please don't misunderstand. I mean this in the kindest way. I do have some stereotypic information, though, that I'm going to use to cut to the chase here. You come from a long line of Southern women, don't you? And your dad's side of the family even has more. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And that you don't feel very much like a Southern belle on the inside. Do you understand that, please?
100% completely.
You feel more like the rebel than the Southern belle. Okay. And I feel that you've done everything you can in your patience and your tolerance to try and play the part that you were born into and play the part you're married, please, too.
Yes.
Because it's me, and that you're married into. But you did your best to play the part, and it isn't serving your literal heart. I'm not trying to be a poet, but you do understand what they're saying, right?
Yes.
I have a lady here, and she's on mom's side of the family. And I want to say, when I look at her, she looks like, have you ever seen the Beverly Hillbillies, the granny in Beverly Hillbillies?
Yes.
Okay. She looks a lot like her, except she's much bigger. Okay. She's not as tiny as that. And I want to say that there is a relative, mom's side of the family, who was quite capable of using a shotgun and was a bit of a rebel herself. Do you understand that?
Yes.
You inherited all her energy. You inherited those genes. And I feel that, you know, it's not that you're so far off the charts here. You just want to step out a little bit. And I feel that a lot of your fear is, a lot of it is fear. So your resistance to do so is more fear-based than reality-based. You just haven't kind of made the commitment to do so. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm telling you, and, you know, this is metaphoric, but literally she is there in the spirit world. She's holding the shotgun. I'm so afraid. If those groundhogs pop their heads up, I'd be afraid. I'd be very afraid of her, not you. All right, you understand? So you're being protected. You've got help, spirit side, and you're making it bigger in your mind than it actually is. So go ahead. Don't be afraid to talk. Actually, I like the guy you're married to. He's very reasonable when you two get talking. Do you understand?
Yes.
It's just sometimes you're actually thinking, right?
Yeah, yes.
No need to be afraid, dear. All right?
Okay, thank you.
Nothing but love and support for you. Okay?
Thanks. Thank you so
much. All right. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening to Lily Dale Blog Talk Radio. I'm Sharon Hill. You can check me out at RevSharonHill.com. If you're interested in the upcoming season in Lily Dale or learning more, check out LilydaleAssembly.org. Thanks for listening and tune in again next week for another episode of Media Monday.